momentum continues to mount behind local food and local economic development efforts in the Northern Panhandle. Wheeling was one of the top picks in a national local foods, local places competition. As a result, local organizations are receiving technical assistance from multiple state and federal agencies to help capitalize on the growing demand for local foods. Meetings with federal agency representatives began last week. The Environmental Protection Agency initiated the National Local Food, Local Places program. The idea is to bring federal, regional, and state agencies together to help find and support existing local food and economic development efforts. Now, why would the EPA get in on the local movement? EPA policy analyst Melissa Kramer explains that one reason is to promote lifestyles that rely less heavily on automobiles and all their emissions. She says the local life could go a long way toward that end.
When you have a downtown that's vibrant, that people want to live in, that has all the services that people need, people have options for getting around that don't involve driving. You find that there are a lot of people who want to walk, who want to bike, and then that's healthier for them, that's healthier for the environment, and it's healthier for the economy because those dollars then are staying in the local businesses.
So folks came to Wheeling last week from Charleston, West Virginia, Durham, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C., representing EPA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Appalachian Regional Commission, the State Department of Highways, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. These partners met with local Wheeling groups to talk about how to promote a local food system and how to grow the local economy in general. It all started with a city tour from one of Wheeling's trolley buses.
So right now we're going to head into what's called Center Market, a historical marketplace that's still around, one of the oldest cast iron marketplaces in America, I believe.
That tour guide is the director of the nonprofit Reinvent Wheeling, Jake Daugherty. He heads up one of three organizations that joined together to apply for the federal Local Foods, Local Places grant. The other organizations include Grow Ohio Valley and the Wheeling National Heritage Area Foundation.
Of the over 90 applications just for the Appalachian region, of which eight were selected, Wheeling stood out among all of them.
Wilson Payne is a program analyst from the Appalachian Regional Commission who was involved in reviewing applications for the Local Foods, Local Places grant.
Wheeling is emblematic of what a lot of Appalachian towns are going through right now, which is searching for what their identity is going to be in this 21st century and how they can focus on the local aspect of building a local community identity.
Payne says there's a perfect storm in Wheeling, combining youthful leadership, local food and area revitalization efforts, and ongoing region-wide partnerships. He says the existing infrastructure in Wheeling, combined with an engaged community, made Wheeling an ideal candidate for technical assistance.
So this is our site here. We're just going to get out and look around. There's a lot of activity, as you can see here today.
The trolley stopped at a new inner city greenhouse that's taken shape over the winter and is now being prepped for planting.
Is this considered fully developed now?
Literally it's coming together as we speak. The skin went on this one yesterday or 2 days ago or 3 days ago. And
that's executive director of Grow Ohio Valley, Ken Peralta, who took a lot of questions during the tour of Wheeling. The Grow OV organization is already deeply engaged in laying groundwork for a local food system in the region. In addition to the greenhouse, Grow OV has built multiple community gardens and a small organic farm inside the city. They've also got wheels in motion, so to speak, for a mobile vegetable market that will serve several counties in the region starting in June. In addition to visiting some of these local food initiatives that are well on their way, federal and local partners visited a few areas in town that have been abandoned because they're too steep to develop residentially or commercially. One hillside is slated to be planted with fruit trees and berries. Another that overlooks all of downtown Wheeling and the Ohio Valley will be a green public space of some kind. Ideas of what, when, and how are being developed.
What we hope to come out of this is a work plan, very specific of what needs to be done and who needs to do it and how much it's going to cost. So that's kind of one track. And then my secret agenda is really very specific things with these federal partners that we need.
Peralta is hoping for help testing water, as well as engineering ideas or resources to help manage stormwater that flows off these steep hillsides. He and his colleagues are super enthusiastic about the raw resources that seem untapped all around Wheeling. And the enthusiasm is contagious. Jake Dougherty of Reinvent Wheeling says there's now a critical mass of people in and around Wheeling who are dedicated to turning their dying city into a thriving Appalachian town. He also admits that new industrial development in the region could be playing a role in bolstering the economy over the last 5 years, perhaps adding to that growing sense of hopefulness.
But what I think is really great, and what I think that we have learned most about our economy from the past, the conversations that we're having are not centered around a single industry. It's centered around the diversification of our economy.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.